we begin again. Allow me, if you will, to take you on a journey to a town that may resemble your own. This town, though, nestled in between mountains found in the Pacific Northwest, is not real. You won't find it on any maps. No stories or picture books of its pristine landscape and charm. For the sake of this story, it's an amalgamation of all small friendly towns that defined America before the all-consuming expansion of the information age. A Springfield. Except that it's not. It's Kolok. For reasons that you may one day discover. I am your tour guide, your unreliable narrator, game master, if you like, your chauffeur on the cerebral highway. You, podcast listeners, are my passengers. This show is recorded live weekly on twitch.tv/hyperRPG and encourages viewership participation. Members of the audience, passengers, make up the town of Kolok and its surrounding areas. So please, buckle up and enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to Kolok, America's heart. Life is generally easy in Kolok. The spirit of our small town is built around enjoying life, despite our technological empire. Kolok is like Paris. Art, music, and treasures of life are not just incidental. They are central to the spirit of our little town. This is a special gift for visitors and those who live in our vast green valley. Kolok's natural beauty can be thanked to the peaks that tower over us in our four corners, shielding us from the elements. Spend the day at Crater Lake, fed by the ever-flowing Riley River. America's heart. Enjoy our historic Main Street, or take a tour of our world-famous Shepherd's Winery. My favorite. Kolok prides itself in being a world leader in renewable energy and advanced medicine. All thanks to our most famous attraction, Synchronicity Tech. Many new families find their home in Kolok. Brought in to fill one of the country's most exciting genetic research facilities, many open roles. Science is at the very soul of Kolok, unlike anywhere else in the world. Gated by nature itself. You found yourself back at the start.
Before we begin, hello. How are you doing today? Welcome, passengers, to... Well... Oh, this is... Doesn't matter. It's... Today is an experiment. We will be going on a journey. A unique one. Using the Kids on Bikes role-playing system. You will notice that I only have one player at my table. One passenger in this car. Hello, Billy Baker.
Hello.
Circumstances have presented themselves in a unique way. This will just have to do. But I will not allow them to buy you tokens, Billy. It would be broken. Given the situation, as you the only one collecting them, it would destroy any sense of story. So tonight, we'll be playing the system as it's meant to be played. When you fail, you collect an adversary token. Keep track of those. You'll need them. Do you have any questions before we hit the road?
So the more I fail, the better, the more tokens I can use.
Correct.
Cool.
But failing can be quite disastrous.
Right. Okay, cool. I'm good.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you need to know.
That's all I need to know.
Okay. Let's drive. An undisclosed location somewhere within Kolok, Washington. We could assume. Billy Baker's eyes begin to open. As he tries to move, he can feel that his arms, his legs, are restrained. He's on his back. He can feel that whatever is there is cold metal. The light above you, so bright though, hard to focus. Be able to see around you, your eyes taking a moment to adjust. It's a strange room, Billy Baker. You can hear the sounds of footsteps further away. As you turn your head to the right, you see a tray. On this tray, an assortment of devices. Sharp. Used most likely for cutting. As you turn your head to the left, you notice a TV. As you look up into the corner, another. In fact, this room. So many of them. The contents currently unknown to you, but they're on, flickering, but showing you nothing in particular. What would you like to do?
What am I restrained with? Is it rope?
Leather straps.
Can I try to reach any of the tools on this tray?
As you move your arm to the right, Billy Baker, you realize your wrists, as they are restrained down by your legs, you can't even remove them towards the edge of the bed. Unfortunately, you're quite stuck. And that's when you notify the individual. It's all starting to come back to you now. There was a man in a red suit. He was talking to you in the funeral home. And now you're here. This strange man, he spoke of you in an interesting way. He referred to you as the Diviner. He said that he was sent to capture you. And it looks like he's succeeded in that. You've now notified this individual through your movement. And you can kind of make him out of focus on the other side of the room as he walks towards you. He has a large grin on his face.
You're awake!
I'm sorry, I kind of overdid it.
A little too much. You're scared.
No, I'm not.
You smell scared.
What? Ew.
You have no reason to be afraid. No reason to be scared. For now. Just for now. It's fine. Later, yes.
What do you mean later?
Oh, well, his eye line moves down to the tools. We're putting on a show.
What? For who?
All of them. All of you. Well, the real you. You know that, though, yes.
I'm the real me. What are you talking about?
Oh, Billy. That's not true.
You know that's not true.
What? No. It's true. I'm me. And...
You're the pretender. The lie.
Okay, I'm not gonna trust anything coming out of the mouth of a guy wearing a red suit.
What?
Who talks about what I smell like.
What, you don't like it?
No one looks good in a red suit. What? You look like Santa Claus.
Who's Santa Claus?
He's a powerful... wizard.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, so you were hired to capture me. You said by me. Okay, job well done. You're dismissed.
Well, that was just part one of the job.
What's part two?
What they want.
The TVs?
Well, you... How are you not following along? Come on, Billy.
Okay, so me as in the other me's from other universes, like they want to watch you torture me.
Yep.
Okay.
You've hurt them so much. I honestly, he leans in close, hiding his face from the TVs on the opposing side of yours, whispering in your ear. Honestly, I admire you. I'm a big fan of your work. Huge fan. I didn't want to go this far, but you can appreciate the circumstances, yes.
You could just let me go.
You of all people should know that you don't just stop. He leans back up, grabs some rubber gloves off of the tray, starts to slide them over his hands, one at a time. Well now, as they snap on his wrists, where would you like me to start? If you had a choice, I'm giving you that much.
Start what?
The procedure.
You can start by kissing my butt.
You're embarrassing me.
In front
of
me?
Don't do that again. I have an image to uphold. I'm sure you can understand.
You should kiss my butt.
Billy Baker, roll your charm. Difficulty of 6.
4.
His hand slams down on the tray. A couple of the sharp objects go flying in general directions. One sweeping past your face. No, you listen to me, Billy. I am giving you the common courtesy to as a fan of what you do and what you have done, I would like to extend an invitation to allow you to dictate how you will proceed, but if you would like to treat this as a game, then I will as well. And I will start with each of your small little toes, working your way up your shin, cutting off an inch at a time. I'm sorry. I've just been waiting for this moment for so very long. I will not let you spoil it with your immature antics.
Okay, I have an idea. A real show. Let me free. And
that,
you, me and you will go.
That's not.
We'll toe to toe. We could fist fight. Wouldn't that be a good show?
No.
Why? Like, you're a grown man. You could kick my butt.
I could just flay you now. I have the upper hand. We're not here to negotiate the terms of your release. There is no term of release.
I don't want to be released. I want you to kick my ass.
Mr. Baker.
Let me free so you can beat me up.
Roll your charm, difficulty of 10.
17.
That was a success of greater than 6. How unfortunate. So you think that if I let you go, that this will... please, those who hired me.
Yeah, well, surely I can't hold my own in battle against you. Let's fist fight.
So be it. I am done with your embarrassment. As the man walks towards your restraints, Billy Baker, and your heart rate starts to increase, you feel an opportunity coming. As his hands go to reach for the straps, the TVs in the room all begin to flicker and blare out with a static before all the screens switch to an image you've seen before. Hands, faces, a call out to you. A distress. You recognize this feeling. These people. Much like your friend last March, a Miss Sky Hawkins. Roll your brains for me, Billy Baker. Difficulty of 10.
1.
You don't understand what any of it means. But they call out to you. This takes the man back. He remembers he's being watched. That he has a job to do. He lowers his head in shame. Sorry. I've let a child provoke me. Can we start over?
Sure.
I am honored to be in your presence, the great diviner. You may call me Devour.
Devour. Like eat?
Yes. There's another way you and I are similar.
I like to eat, yeah.
No.
We all do it.
Destroy. Consume. Take what we want.
That's not me. You got me confused with some other Billy in some other universe.
I know exactly who you are. You're not Billy. Lie. Why don't you be honest with them?
The TVs.
Your audience. Who are you? Admit it. Can you?
Hello, TVs. My name is Billy Baker.
No.
And this guy's crazy. Some sort of pervert in a red suit.
A knife jammed into your right leg, above the knee, into the thigh. Roll your grit for me, difficulty of 12.
8.
You feel an immense amount of pain shoot up your right leg. It flows, this pain. You can't remember the last time you felt pain like it. You try to keep your composure, but you can't. He has the upper hand. As he holds the knife in your leg and he twists it ever so slightly. Mr. Baker! Some honesty, perhaps.
What? What? I don't know why I'm here or what you want.
Who are you? Say
I'm
it.
Billy.
No. Who were you before?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? He twists the knife a little bit more. Roll your grit difficulty of 10.
1.
The pain. Overwhelming, Billy Baker. You can feel it in your spine. your fingertips. Your eyes begin to water. You're having a hard time staying conscious. He wants answers from you. Words, but you find those hard to form. You don't remember, but yet you do all this.
Do all what?
You destroy. Mr. Baker, you destroy. They know it, we know it. Everyone knows it, you destroy. It is in your nature.
I don't know it. Some crazy guy in a cave told me that.
But you do. You do it. You think this was an accident? That you are this boy who has the power to reshape the world, and it's an accident?
I don't think it was an accident.
Why are you here, and why are they there, as he points to the televisions?
Someone sent me here.
You're not Billy Baker.
I know, but I don't know who I am. I don't know. They sent me here from some other place. But I don't know who I was.
And what did they send you to do?
That's unclear.
Is it? Or have you done exactly what's in your nature?
Mr. Baker. And that's why I admire you so. You're just...
Every one of them.
19?
20.
20. How I spent a lifetime, Mr. Baker, trying to achieve what you have.
I failed.
And this is my ultimate ascension to take from you. It's the only way I can achieve greatness.
If you can take this power, you can have it.
Oh, I can't take the power. Just your life.
I've now failed 4 times. Can I use premonition to see if there's any weird stuff going on around me?
And by that, you mean the ability to kind of look through...
any illusions or... yeah.
I will allow it. Billy Baker... while in this place, you reach out. You have a hard time breaking through whatever drug he knocked you out with. Your mind is cloudy. The pain, cloudy. But as you look through and forward, you see the lie. This man. The lie you see, though, is not his existence. It's who sent him. By looking through this lie, you see yourself. You. You yourself called out to him, brought him here from another world. Destroyed his own. The memory of this, like a dream, like some part of you that you can't even remember accessing. It just is. It just was. You were the Billy who called for him. But these others took advantage of the moment. They guide him. They coach him. They speak to him.
Are you even real?
What does that even mean, Mr. Baker? Am I even real? I'm like you. I take what's mine, and I excel. I devour. I've been following you. What you did to my world, if I could have done, I would have. The only way I can even be a fraction of as great as you is to destroy you. You see that?
I'm 14.
Meaning?
I mean, go for it. If it's gonna make you feel better to kill a 14-year-old kid, yeah. Have at it.
You think I revel in a change in age, or... Your age is irrelevant. You are the destroyer. You are the great diviner.
You're just guilt. You're not a person.
What?
I brought you here.
What?
You're just in my head.
I am real, I can assure you.
No, I don't think you are. I don't know that any of this is real.
Are they? As he points to the TV behind you. Do you even know who they are? They're you! Or at least the you lie to be, Mr. Baker. How you identify yourself, this skin that you wear, this mask. They're the real you. And you've locked them away for eternity.
What do you mean?
You took their worlds. Where did you think they would go?
I thought they would disappear.
Oh, so you did know.
Well, that's what the crazy guy in the cave told me.
You kill without regret. Billions upon billions of lives. You are... I'm in front of greatness. You are... You... Man will never know of you and what you've done. I know. I sought you for it. But upon your death, your accomplishments will be forgotten. The world's most successful, elaborate mass murderer. No one could ever even achieve what you've done. You've murdered worlds over and over and over. Untouchable.
It wasn't murder.
Then what was it?
It was satisfying, necessary means to an end.
And what do you think it is I do?
Torture is necessary?
It's not a kill to balance, to feed the world. What makes what you do any different?
What I do feels right, and it helps me and my friends. You don't even have friends, do you? You don't know what that's like.
You think they're your friends? Do you think if they heard the cries of the children as their world depletes underneath them, they would pity you? They're not your friends. They don't even know who you are.
You're telling me that these other universes are just as important as ours, and I have no proof of that.
And that's why I admire you. You validate it. You make that choice. You own it. The TVs in the background begin to flicker again. The man lowers his head, backs away. Yes. I can.
Who are you talking? Let me talk to them.
Fine. They would like to speak to you.
Great. Yeah, talk to me.
Mr. Baker. I can help. Billy Baker turns to his left. The TVs all begin to flicker at a similar pace. And then the room calms. You hear a voice coming through this TV, Mr. Baker. It's your voice. As a face comes into view.
Go ahead. If you have something to say, say it. Are you real? Yeah. We're real. We had families, lives, worlds that we lived in. But now we're here. Because of you. And we're gonna stop you. Okay, first of all, sorry. Secondly, where? And why? And thirdly, fourthly, prove that you're real. I'm pretty sure this guy in a red suit is just my own guilt, and I can create universes out of universes. How do I even know that these other universes exist? How do I know that anything around me is real? Am I dreaming right now? Am I still in a coma? How do I know any of this is real? I can't have a power of shaping reality and then believe anything. What if I'm just creating realities when I'm angry? What if everything around me is made up and I'm making it up? So prove that you're real. What can you do? I'm Billy Baker. I'm 14 years old. I watched the universe around me dissolve. And then I got marched into this room where now I watch you do that to others, to create whatever you are. This weird, like, makeup of a person. You don't even know what you are or who you are. And you're using us to create you. And I invite you to keep doing that. Because you do it enough, and there's going to be enough Billies here for us to break out and stop you. So, keep doing what you're doing. I know where you are. Your whole universe disappears, but whatever part that I needed gets sent there. This is where Sky was, yeah?
That is correct, Millie Baker. I will allow you to roll your brains, difficulty of 6.
5, and I have 1 token, I'll use it.
You recognize this phenomenon, this ability to speak through to the town of Kolok through these screens, these windows into the lives of all of us that we all share, that every house, every store, a window into our world to keep an eye on us. Sky Hawkins found one of those rooms. She was resting there. You were able to pull her out. She claimed she was in the grotto.
I know exactly where you are. I mean, not the exact room. And it might take like an eternity to find the exact room, but I know your location. Do you believe in a creator? What? Like you? Do I believe in you? No, like, do you believe in God? Like, are you religious at all? Yeah. But you don't need to know anything about me. You killed my world, and I'm gonna kill you. So you can't do it anymore. Okay, cool. So you're religious. You believe this was all created and all happened for a reason. Personally, I don't really believe in that. Why would a god give me this power, right? And then like test me to not use it. Say, here's this ability to help you and your friends get what you need in this really fucked up world. And then, like, I'm not supposed to use it. Why would a god do that? Well, it's just like you said. He's testing you. Easy. And you've failed the test. Works in mysterious ways. You've heard that. But it's up to you to, like, figure out what's right and wrong. And you chose the wrong one. Okay, but why would I want to follow a god that's testing me? Why give life and then test people? And then why give one person so much responsibility and power and allow them to mess up in ways that hurt people? Like, my gain is coming at someone else's loss. So he's tested me at your loss. Why would you be mad at me? Why not be mad at the creator that even allowed for that situation to happen? You're upset with me, and this god that you believe in basically said, kill all of these people. I don't care. I'm testing you. Why are you upset with me? That's a point. But I'm not going to claim to know to have all the answers. All I know is that you screwed up. And because of it, I'm stuck here. And I have to miss everyone I know and everyone I love. They're just a memory forever. And I don't know if I can even, like, die now. I just have to sit here and wait and watch you. So I have nothing else to live for here except getting out and stopping you. And you just gotta accept that that's my fate. because nothing else has been presented to me. Okay, well, I don't believe in God, but I do believe in this company called Synchroniety that's really messed me up and gave me this power that I don't want to have, and I sympathize with you, actually. And, like, I don't want to be in this situation. I don't want to be destroying other universes. Like I said, I don't even know that you exist. You might just be a part of my brain, but if you are that part of my brain, then you're guilt, and I'm guilty right now. And I'm gonna... I know where you are, and I want to help you get out.
The TV shuts off. We're done. This is embarrassing.
Just says the guy in a bright red suit.
This is... You are an embarrassment. You... Fuck them. Kill them. You know how to do it. Do it.
If I know how to kill them, just why aren't you afraid of me? You should be afraid of me.
Why? Why, Billy?
I could replace you with nothing.
I'm not afraid of you. I am you. We're the same.
No, we're not the same.
We live and die by what we want, and we do it when we want, and how we want it is for us.
You're weak.
Excuse me?
You're weak. You need to kill to feel good. I need to get straight A's this year.
And how many worlds will you destroy to do that?
Or will
you do it on your own?
I'm not destroying any more worlds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you're weak.
I'm done destroying.
It's not something you can choose. It's a part of who you are.
No,
it
that's
is
you.
Who you are.
I'm not like you.
We are the same. We're the same.
No. You're sad. And you have nothing to live for except tracking and killing. You don't know what friendship is.
You think these things hurt me? They don't. I don't need that, and you don't either.
Okay, well, I've destroyed universes, and I've never felt any more fulfilled about it. It's only ever given me small, minor gain, and
but
I just found out that...
doing it. You kept
I didn't
going.
Know. Here's the proof. I got it. Let me go, and I'll stop.
No, you won't stop. You'll continue.
No, I'm gonna stop.
That's not how this works. You're the great diviner. You are the destroyer of worlds. You will... Say you'll continue.
I won't.
Why? You weak, weak, frail little boy.
I've been hurting people, and while I don't feel much about that, I still have a lot to learn about how to, like, figure out my own emotions. I do know that if it's hurting someone else, I need to stop.
You don't want to hurt people. So you're saying it's an accident? All these lives you've destroyed, it was just an accident? Not
some
a choice?
Them. Some of them were an accident. Some
what about
were
the
a
others?
Choice.
You chose to end them because you liked it. You like it. It's who you are.
I wasn't thinking I was being selfish. I didn't have the ability to understand the emotions of others. I'm not a killer.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're... If you're not a killer, then what am I? We are the same.
No, you're a killer. I'm not a killer.
You're just privileged. Fortunate enough to have what I don't. We are the same. We are the same. We are the same. We're the same.
Except you're weak and a killer.
No! The man in red throws his hands over his head. He kneels down on the floor, squeezing at his hair, pulling out clumps. No, no, no!
Do I still have a knife in my thigh?
Indeed you do, Billy Baker.
I would imagine that's kind of right where my hand is, right? Can I reach it?
Roll your grit, difficulty of... 4. It is right next to you.
7.
You reach for the knife, Billy Baker. You strain as you pull it out of the fleshy part of your leg.
And then I'm gonna try to cut off the leather strap here.
Given that you have a knife, I won't make you roll for that.
Okay.
You cut through the strap quickly, as the man in red bent over, pulling at his hair on the floor. No, no, no. No, you're like me. We're the same. I'm a killer. I take what I want. I take when I want. I take it. It's mine. It's mine. We are the same.
I hired you, right? I told you to come find me, right?
To ascend. You took my world. You did what I couldn't.
I told you to come stop me, right?
Yes. So I could be you. So I could be the... I could be the diviner.
You wanted to take my place. While he's doing that, I want to be undoing my other strap while he's looking down.
Billy Baker's removed his straps, with the TVs somehow disconnected. There's no watchful eye over him.
You've stopped me. I'm not gonna destroy anymore.
And I want you to destroy your... If you don't destroy, then I cannot be you. You take, and I take from you, so I become. If you stop, you are nothing. You are nothing. You are weak. We are weak.
I want to undo my feet straps, if he's not looking.
His back is turned, unable to face you.
Maybe I sent you here to deal with you.
What do you do, Billy Baker?
I want to run up on him and stab him in the neck.
You'll be rolling your fight versus my fight. Roll.
1.
Do you have any tokens?
I have 1 token.
I rolled a 1.
I'd like to use a token to run up on him and stab him in the neck.
Would you?
Yeah.
Billy Baker leaps from this metal slab, grabbing with his left hand the back left of the man in red as with his right. The knife goes directly in through the side of his neck. He turns to face you, Billy. Blood running down, his undershirt matching his overcoat.
No, I'm not a killer. I'm not a killer. I stab him again.
We are the same. We are Lucas Jenkins.
As his body falls to the floor, blood flowing into the concrete around him. A conveniently located drain, most likely originally to be used for yourself, takes the flow of the blood, pushing it to who knows where. His skin goes white. You're left with a knife in your hand. Blood on your fingers. Billy Baker, roll your brains. Difficulty of 5.
5.
That name. It hits you. You are Lucas Jenkins. You were. Maybe this is who you were to become.
I want to look at all the TVs. I'm not a killer. That was the first one and the last one. And I'm going to help you get out. And then you can do whatever you want with me. I deserve it. I'll come find you. I'm not a killer.
Billy Baker says to himself, reassuringly, as he leaves this place. School starts next week. Who knows if he'll ever tell anyone of what's transpired here. Surely his friends are looking for him. Thank you for listening to Kolok 1991. I cannot thank you enough for choosing to spend your valuable time in this Chop Shop Pontiac Trans Am limousine with us. Let us know you enjoy the show on social media with hashtag Kolok1991. That's K-O-L-L-O-K 1991. Until next time, passengers.